Good morning, Lee.
And we're going to have a bit of a chat about solar this morning, aren't we?
We certainly are. Yeah, you know, when solar is back on the warpath again, as all the junk peddlers are once again in full swing. We've been doing power savers on Devonport and Burnie in one form or another for around 7 years, and the message has been consistent. Solar power products, you only get what you pay for.
I know a few people that have got solar and they swear by it, and that's exactly what they say. You only get what you pay for.
That's right. We're installing these products on one of the harshest environments known to man, your roof. It's exposed to sun, high winds, hail and frost. And in Tassie, that can all happen in the same day sometimes.
No arguments there.
It shouldn't be too hard for the discerning customer to fathom that if any products are installed with inherent flaws, their survivability is going to be tested to the nth degree. All this is backed up by the solar systems we're seeing go into landfill at a greater rate every single year. And 7 to 8 years seems to be the average lifespan for the bottom end of the market. 30% of our solar work these days is either removing these systems or trying to coax the last bit of life out of these not-so-old clunkers.
So 7 to 8 years, that's the average lifespan. Why are people still making the same mistakes, Adrian?
Well, a few reasons for this, but I think this is the main one, and it's the solar rebate. The solar rebate skews people's ability to judge an accurate value proposition.
So tell us more about the rebate.
So the rebate is purely based on the amount of solar you install. And as of next year, the calculations are based on 10 years of solar generation. The formula does not allow for the fact that the lion's share of panels being installed today will not last 10 years, let alone the industry benchmark of 25 years. The rebate does not discriminate quality or performance, just nameplate wattage.
With that in mind, give us a bit of a further example.
So if I was to buy a 5-kilowatt system made of the cheapest Chinese products, they receive exactly the same rebate as 5-kilowatt of well-made solar products. Unfortunately, with Australia being the cheapest market in the world for solar, this means the country has become a dumping ground for seconds. So despite what the glossy brochures say and the slick sales reps try and tell you, we just don't get the good stuff at the budget end of the market. If we had a government rebate incentive program for cars that mimicked the solar one, it'd look something like this. Every red car gets a substantial cash discount regardless of make and model.
Imagine that.
But you take it one step further. A red Chinese car that was already the cheapest on the market, but typically underpowered, not designed for Australia's conditions, with limited back-end support. Basically something I personally would never have considered owning with this imaginary car rebate would now be virtually free. It hasn't cost me anything, so if I have to have it towed to the wreckers in a few years' time, well, such is life.
Never owned one of these, but another famous red car is the Ferrari, isn't it?
That's right, and this is a car I've always desired but can never afford. Now, if we had this imaginary car rebate that made it affordable, the quality, performance, longevity, the value of the product is now easily within my grasp. I know what's going to be in my garage, Lee, and that's the shiny red subsidised Ferrari.
Absolutely. So this analogy is still pretty ordinary, as all cars are a liability and cost us money, don't they?
That's right. The complete opposite of a solar system. Solar systems make energy. Energy costs money. So solar systems, by default, make you money. So they are an asset. The longer that system is producing uninterrupted, the more money it's going to make, and I mean lots more. If you play the market, think blue chip shares versus junk speculative shares.
Okay, Adrian, now I've got the calculator all ready to go on my phone. Let's do some maths on that.
Righto, so a 5-kilowatt piece of junk system is going to cost you around the $5,000 mark.
$5,000, yep.
We know from experience we should see 7 to 8 years out of it, and with, say, 50% self-consumption of the energy it makes versus 50% of export to the grid, it's going to save you around about $1,100 per year. Let's be kind and say it lasts 8 years. That's $8,800. You've made $3,800 profit.
Wow. Just under $4,000. That is in our pocket.
Well, yes, but this is where it gets a bit tricky, though, Lee. So let's look at a high-quality 5-kilowatt system with a 25-year build warranty on the panels and 12 years on the inverter. The cost for this would be around about $8,000.
Okay.
Yeah, but this would be using, say, the LG or Qcell panels from South Korea. The same system size would save you the same money, but the panels over their warranted period would make you $27,500. It would probably need an inverter in that time, so let's take $1,500 off that, minus the cost of the system originally. That's $18,000 profit.
Oh, love that. $18,000.
Yeah, it's much, much better. Any power rises during that system's lifespan, and we know there's going to be quite a few in that time period, means more profit.
I guess any way you can use more of your power instead of sending it to the grid means even more of a profit.
That's right. And as things progress, we are getting better at using our power, more of the power on site. So LG panels, for example, are designed to be doing over 90% of their output in 25 years' time with their famous N-type cells. How cool is that?
Adrian, some would say the low-quality systems is nearly half the price of, say, the premium option. We could just buy another one in a few years' time.
Yes, you could, Lee. But A, that's a terrible environmental result, as it's just more e-waste we've dumped into landfill. But B, the rebate is in the wind-down phase. Every year it gets less and less, and personally I'll be surprised if it even exists in 5 years' time.
So your old junk systems replacement cost in the future won't be far removed from, say, the premium systems by price right now.
That's exactly right. So the message to take away from this is that we have this fabulous incentive to purchase solar that is shortly not going to be available or reduced to the amount it won't have any meaningful discount on the purchase price. So don't waste this time limit opportunity and set yourself up for the next 25 years for a low energy bill future by buying the good stuff. Listeners, you've now been vaccinated against the slippery sales spills of the junk system. Forewarned is forearmed.
Okay, and where do we find you, DMS Energy, Adrian?
That's us, mate. So 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton. We've got a showroom there with all the gear on display. It's all operating. You can see how little power we buy and how much power we make, which is tons. Or give us a call on 1300 502 599.
And you're covering the North West Coast?
We do. DMS Energy, 13 years strong on the North West Coast, covering from everywhere from Marawar to Launceston and in between. And we're also the Tasmanian LG dealer and installer of the year in 2020.
Adrian Luke from DMS Energy Power Savers, always good for a chat. You have a great day and a great week, and we'll talk some more next Monday, just a little after 8:30.
Thanks.